But Scott Yeager, NCBA Environmental Counsel, says this process may take a while.
Right now, the courts are trying to figure out which is the right court just to hear the case. And that's going to take a while for it to get that figured out before we even look at whether or not the rule was legal or illegal. So it's going to take time, but that's just the judicial process. In the meantime, the rule is stayed nationwide. So even though the rule is on the books, it's not being implemented because of a court order. And we're hoping that court order will stay in place throughout the briefing of the case through the courts.
So for now, Yeager says these landowners do not need to worry about these rules being imposed.
It's relief, but it's temporary relief because the court could lift that stay pending whether or not they determine if they're the appropriate court to hear the case. So a lot of legal jargon going on in the background, but yeah, there's temporary relief right now. I would suggest that if you think you might have something on your land that's water is the U.S., just to be aware of it and just to take a little bit of closer look at what's going on in your land. And we have an NCBA fact sheet that lays out kind of what is a WOTUS under the new rule. So you can at least have a starting point to understand, okay, what's on my land? Is this a WOTUS or is this not under the new rule?
And Yeager explains some of the key things you need to be looking for on your land.
So the biggest issue, which is going to be hitting a lot of lands, is the new definition of tributary. And under the new rule, a tributary is anything that has a bed, banks, an ordinary high water mark. So a bed is kind of like the flat part of like a riverbed. The banks are kind of the incline on the sides. And then the ordinary high water mark is a line that shows like the high point of where the water would have gone when it flows. So if you have something that has those three features, that might be a WOTUS. And just to be aware of that, then if you need more help from there, you know, reach out to me, reach out to folks in your state cattlemen's associations, and we can help you figure it out from there.